Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. So this presentation, as the moderator mentioned, that it's about male contraceptive use in Bangladesh. I think it would be an interesting sequel of the Ethiopian presentation, because it also talks about the family planning methods and use of contraceptives. So we have, I have my co-author present here, Dr. Ubaidur Rao. Both me, him and I, we don't have nothing to discuss. The way the presentation has been organized is, first we'll talk a little bit about the background of the project, objective, and followed by which we'll talk about the hypothesis, measures, conceptual framework, and then sources of data, sample methods, and finally the findings and recommendations. Bangladesh so far has been a huge success story in terms of several development indicators, including family planning and contraceptives. Our life expectancy at birth has increased to 67 years in 2008, up from 58 in 1994. You can see the infant mortality rate, under 5 mortality rate, especially the maternal mortality rate, has reduced substantially. And with the same sequel, we could also manage to increase contraceptive prevalence rate from only 8% in 1975 to 56% in 2007. And use of modern contraceptives rate increased from 5 to 48%. Trend in total fertility rate, it has, as you can see, has reduced substantially from 3.3 in 2000 to 2.7. Actually, in 71, it was more than 6. So you can assume how far we could achieve. And by 2015, considering the Millennium Development Goals, we would like to achieve 2.2, which is the replacement level fertility. But who actually contributed to this huge increase in contraceptive method use? Obviously, it's the female. As you can see in this graph, the green ones showing any modern methods mostly used by females, because the orange and white ones represents the male use of male contraceptive methods, condom and male sterilization. You can see it has risen only from 0.7 since 1975 to 4.5 in 2007, and the male sterilization, it's ranged between 0.5 to 1.5, now it's about 0.5. And one more thing I want to highlight in this slide is that 47.5, the male contraceptive methods use, it's not same across Bangladesh, just like Ethiopia. It has variation, huge variation. In the eastern side of Bangladesh, in the northeast region, we call it Sylhet, this area is the lowest, marked with lowest use of contraceptive rates, and the south of eastern south region, we call Chittagong, is the second lowest area. So the objective of this paper or study is to identify factors of male contraceptive use from low performing regions. Instead of taking into consideration the whole Bangladesh, we looked into only the low performing regions of Bangladesh to see what are the regions or factors that you influence some of the males to use contraceptives. Our hypothesis is that knowledge of male contraceptive methods and psychosocial factors will influence the use of male contraceptive methods among the married males, controlling for age, location, education, and assets. So the outcome variables are use and non-use of any male contraceptive methods last year. And we have controlled for age, education, and in terms of education in Bangladesh, we have three types of education. School education is like Bengali medium, Bengali is our mother tongue, and then English medium education, and then we have madrasa education. So Bengali and English medium, we take into consideration as school education, and madrasa education is like more religious education. So the reason we included madrasa education, because there has been this belief that maybe the religious would play a negative role in use of in terms of use of contraceptives. And the location is important, as I have mentioned, that we look into the low performing regions. And there are also asset index, 15 items that I'll talk a little bit later. And the independent variables that we have used is psychosexual factors that the male think of themselves, and the knowledge on use of condom, and knowledge on use of vasectomy. The conceptual framework is that obviously the background characteristics would play into the psychosexual factors, knowledge on use of condom, and knowledge on vasectomy, whether it makes male impotent. I don't know if like in many other countries whether this kind of misconceptions persist. And so these would play into the factors that whether male would use condoms, male methods or not. The source of data for this study is we have used the household survey data of an operations research project. The name of the project is Creating a Space for Men and Youth at Health and Family Welfare Centers. And this study was conducted by National Institute of Population Research and Training. It's a body department under the Government of Bangladesh, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. And the project Population Council provided them technical assistance. And the project was funded by CEDA through UNFPA. And the study, actually, the operations research actually targeted towards youth, married and unmarried adolescent male, but we took out only 1,006 married males who used contraceptives out of the 1,601 married males. And the samples were drawn using systematic random sampling from a list of married males that the frontiers field workers maintained of eligible couples. And we took four unions of two low-performing districts of Bangladesh, and that the data were collected in 2008. So we used SPSS 14 for Windows and used some descriptive statistics and logistic regression models. So the findings is these are the name of the unions. You can see on the the leftmost column, the four unions, Purva Baro Bakur Kushi. The first two ones belong to the lowest performing area, that is Silet, and Uttar Charbangshi Kerwa belongs to Chittagong. And you can see that the percentage of contraceptives, male contraceptive, sort of varied a little across the unions. And this slide shows the graphical presentation of male and female methods. And here we can see the educational, so age and age background of the sample. The mean age was 38, median was 38, and the age range varied from 18 to 54. In terms of education, the number of years of education was mean years of education was 3.65, and mode was 0. So it's like very, you can see that the education level of the area that we took. In Bangladesh, the adult literacy rate is 60 among the males and 72 among the females. Mothers' education, interestingly, across the those who used male contraceptives and who didn't use male contraceptives didn't vary that much. Only 6%, you can see, who used male contraceptives had been exposed to mothers' education, and only 4% who did not use male contraceptives enrolled to madrasa. In terms of asset index, we use like 15 items. It's like electricity, cabinet, table chair, some a list of items that whether they have it or not. And we could, out of 15, we could see that mean was 7.41, almost a half. And the logistic regression model revealed that some of the things that we assumed were significant, like region, Silet region came out as compared to the Chittagong region's one of the union taking is like 7 times higher, and Kushi is 4 times higher to use male contraceptive methods. So it's interesting that that we should probably, even among the lower performing regions, we should concentrate more on the lowest performing area. And the school education, as my earlier presenter mentioned, education always is an important variable. So it actually played into the role whether for males to use contraceptives. And as we assumed that psychosexual factors, knowledge on use of condoms, and knowledge that vasectomy does not make much important. Psychosocial factors, actually, we didn't find it significant. But knowledge on use of condoms and knowledge that vasectomy does not make much important is like huge. You can see like almost nine times likely the male who thinks that know about knowledge on use of condoms are likely to use male contraceptives. So from the study, but we would like to recommend that to reduce gender enormous gender gap and increase contraceptive use, because Bangladesh is highly populated country, 140 million people. We live like almost over 900 people squeezed live in per square kilometer. You can imagine. So though we have achieved a lot, it's still high on our agenda that we have to reduce population even further. And for that, we have to look into every avenue. So male contraception use, increasing the use of male contraception method should be high on our agenda, and it could be done by effective communication strategies. If you look into our BDHS, Bangladesh Demographic and Health Survey, they would mention that, knowledge on contraceptive use is universal. That is true, but that is true for what? For oral pills, female methods. But if you look into the male methods, condom, yes, but male sterilization is only 70%. So there are still a lot to do. Do we have time? And from 1 minute. So the programs, as I have mentioned, have long been targeting mostly females. Not that it's not important. It gives obviously female the empowerment. Females should not wait for male to decide on. But we should also target males and take so that they take responsibility to use contraceptives and take equal responsibility in family planning. That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laila.